Now, one of the most important things about this visualization enhancement drill that we're going to give you next is that this is a bridging drill between the conscious mind, the alpha brainwave, which is now conscious because you've learned how to stretch your cognitive functionings down to about 10 cycles of brainwave activity and still keep the chunking up abilities there. And now you're learning how to chunk down into what we call theta brainwave, which is at 7 cycles of brainwave activity. And this is the frequency that has been proven time and time again to be the frequency of remote viewing and the frequency of energy healing, which is basically 7.1 to 7.3 on the Schumann resonance factor. Now, when you do the bridging without doing theta, that means that you could go down there, but what would happen at theta at 7 cycles of brainwave activity, when you came back up, you wouldn't remember anything that happened. So now your consciousness, the bridge, alpha, goes to theta. You're aware of what's going on at theta. You come back up and you can use it at alpha and you can use it at beta. So it's very, very important. Now, what Jose Silva did is when he built in the remote viewing drills, he built them in with something that's very, very familiar to everybody and something that most people have good feelings about. So there are attractor fields in there that help and enhance the visualization skills. He would use the house, something everybody has. Then he would start you with things you're familiar with. He would start you with the outside of the house. And then when you learned how to do the remote viewing of the house, you scanned in the pattern that your brain had already been trained in, which is scanning left to right, top to bottom, just like we read the page of a book. So it's nothing new, it's nothing different. It's just a different use of an old skill you already have, done again at alpha down to theta in new dimensions of the mind that most people don't have communication skills on. So that's basically what he was doing there. He would have you scan the outside of the house. He would then have you go into the living room. You have good feelings about the living room. And then he'd have you facing the south wall. Now, the south wall is very, very important because Jose Silva found out when he was training psychics that they all performed much, much, much better when they're facing the south wall. For some reasons, the frequencies of the earth would align better with the frequencies of the energy body and of the mind when they're facing the south wall. So make sure, at least in your imagination, you put the south wall of your house there mentally so it does work good for you. Now, he's also doing something else here is he's teaching everybody to pay attention to details. This is a cognitive skill called chunking down. This is a skill of genius. In other words, to take something that you already know and to do something new, different, and better with it takes a skill called chunking down. So pay attention. Pay attention to the roof, chunking down. Pay attention to the wall, scanning left to right, and focus in on whatever your attention is drawn to you. This is, again, a chunking skill, but now he's using unconscious hookups to the conscious mind, whatever your attention is drawn to. And at this level, your cognitive mind, the thinking part of you, the personality part, will now start focusing on the details you've been programming for, and he's building it into this remote viewing visualization enhancement drill. And so focus on anything that attracts you.